Nesechtes Menachos, Daf Samach Beis, 12 lines from the top of Daf Samach Beis and Aleph, and our Mishnah on Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, the Mishnah taught us, Elu Tunis Tufa, Ve'in Tunis Hagasha, and the Mishnah already mentioned various Kabonis that require Tufa and do not require Hagasha, and the Mishnah already mentioned a Muri Shalma Yochid Ve'chazeh V'shoik Shalhen, that there's a requirement to perform Shchita on the Murim as well as the Chazeh V'shoik of a Karbon Shlomim of a Yochid if the one already performed Shchita. Our Gemara now begins and discusses the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Shtei Lechem and Shtei Kufsei Atzeres, that is also a requirement to perform Tufa on the Shtei Lechem and the Shtei Kufsei Atzeres that are brought on Shavuos. And as we know, that the Torah teaches us in Pashas Emor that they would bring the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, and together with the Shtei Lechem, they would bring 7 kvasim, as well as a parben baka and 2 elim as an oilah, and sir izim echad l'chatas, and they would also bring Shnei kvasim l'zevach shlamim. After the Torah mentioned Shnei kvasim neishon l'zevach shlamim, the pasuk states in Perakov Gimel, Pasachov, Behinef Akrain, Usam, Alechem, Abikum, Tufel of Nehashem, Ashne Kvasim, Koydish Yul Hashem, Lakoyin. The Torah specifically tells us that there's a requirement to do Tufa with the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kvasim. Regarding this halacha, the Mishnah continues and teaches us, Ketsu do Isa, how would the Tufa of the Shtei Alechem and the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres be done? And the Mishnah teaches us, Nois and Shtei Alechem, Al Gabi Shtei Kvasim, that the Shtei Alechem would be placed on top of the 2 Kvasim while they were alive, or Meniach Shtei Yadav Lamata, Boiluchumevi, Maglu Murray. And the Mishnah brought the Makar from the Pasuk and Pashas and Zavah B'negei the Kabbonis that Aaron and his children brought by the Miluyim. The Pasuk teaches us that the way to perform Tufa is V'kidashtes Chazei HaTufa V'sheikat Shumah Shehunah V'ashehur Me'il HaMiluyim Me'ashel Aaron Me'ashel HaBonav. And we already explained this Limud when we learned our Mishnah. And finally, at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon taught us that not only is a requirement to perform Tufa on the Shalmei Tzibah referring to the Shtei Kvasim prior to Shchita and while it's still alive, but there's also a requirement to perform Tufa with the Shtei Alechem and the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres after Shchita, and as Rav Shimon taught us, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibah Tu'unas Tufas Chayim U'Shchutin. And our Gemara now begins, Tana Rabbanan, that we learned in the Braisa, that was the Makor that the Shtei Alechem should be placed on the Shtei Kvasim when performing Tufa. The Braisa explains that one may think that the Kvasim should go on top of the Lechem, as the Pasuk states, V'hinev HaKrina Yisam Alechem Abikurim, and therefore, Yochel Yuneach Kvasim Al Gabi Alechem, so one may have a Hamina that one should place the Kvasim on top of the lechem, tamalei mal shnei kvasim. Therefore, the pasuk continues and states that the lechem should go on top of the shnei kvasim. However, the Brice is still bothered that iyal shnei kvasim yochel lechem al gabi kvasim. One may think that since the pasuk tells us that the lechem has to be al shnei kvasim, that it must be this way and is dafka the lechem al gabi kvasim. If one would place the shnei kvasim on top of the shtei lechem, that it would not be a proper tufa tamalei mal lechem al bikurim. But the pasuk already stated the shnei kvasim should be on top of the lechem, and therefore nishdaka. So the Torah is equating both of these ways, and Ve'ini Yadeim Lechem Al Gabi Kvasim and Kvasim Al Gabi Lechem, and therefore I'm not sure if there's a requirement that the Lechem should be on top of the Kvasim or the Kvasim should be on top of the Lechem. However, the Gemara explains Ma Mitzina B'chol Mokum Lechem L'Maylo Afkan Lechem L'Maylo, that just like we find in all places that the Lechem goes on top of the carbon, so over here also the Lechem would go on top of the carbon. And the Gemara asks on the Braisa Hecha, that what does the Braisa mean that we find in all places that the Lechem is L'Maylo, and Amra Papa. And our Papa explains that we find this by the Kabbonis of Aaron and his children, by the Shivas Yimei Miluyim, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Tzav, Misal HaMatzis HaShel Lefnei Hashem, Loka Chalas Matzah Achas, V'Chalas Lechem Shemen Achas, V'Rokik Echad, V'Yosem Al HaChalovim Al Sheik HaYomin. You place this Lechem on top of the Chalovim and the Sheik HaYomin, and then the Pasuk continues, by Yitin HaSakol Al Kapi Aaron Al Kapi Bonov, by Yonav Isim Tufel Lefnei Hashem. And therefore we learn that the same applies to all cases of Tufa, that the Lechem is placed specifically on top of the animal, and the animal is not placed on top of the lechem. And as we previously learned, at the top of the amid, and I need the top places on the amid as well, which we already discussed. However, the Braisa now continues and brings another shita, which will be chilek on the Tanakama, and which will also be chilek on our Mishnah, as Rabbi Yisi ben Amishul Maimya, kvasim l'maila, that the kvasim are specifically placed on top of the shtei lechem. And as the pasuk stated, v'hinif akrin oisam alechem al bikurim, and Rabbi Yisi ben Amishul continues, umani minkayim al shtei kvasim. And l'maisa we saw that the pasuk continued and stated that the lechem should go al shnei kvasim, as mashma the lechem goes on top of the kvasim. Rabbi Yisrael ben Meshulam explains lahitzi shiva, that the pasuk is teaching us that the tufa that is done is only with the shtei lechem and the shnei kvasim aseres, and not with the other korbanos that are brought together with the shtei lechem, not with the 7 kvasim or the par or the 2 elim that are brought as an oilah or the seirizim echad l'chatas that we already mentioned from Pashas Amar. Bryce now continues with 2 other shitas, as Chanina ben Chachin. No, you're a mayor. Meniach shtei lechem bein yichisim shel kvasim umeinif v'nimsu mekayim shnei mekreis halalu lechem al gabi kvasim u'kvasim al gabi lechem. Rabbi Chanina ben Chachinoy argues on Tanna Kama and Rabbi Yisi ben Amishulam, and he holds that the shtei lechem would not go on top of the shtei kvasim, and the shnei kvasim would not go directly on the shtei lechem. Instead, they would place the shtei lechem between the thighs of the kvasim, and then they would do tnufa, and this way they would be mekayim both these psukim, as the shtei lechem are on top of the kvasim and the kvasim on top of the lechem. As Rashi states, lechem al kvasim al yerech ha-tachtoin u kvasim al lechem yerech ha-alyon mutal al lechem. And Rashi continues, v'oidun chayin kamayri, this price is talking about the tnufa that is done while the kvasim was still alive. And we will have to get back to this point as to why Rashi would mention that we're discussing the tnufa while the shnei kvasim was still alive. And the price continues, Amar Rebbe, and Rebbe argues on Chanina ben Chachinoy, and he states that how can you say that you place the shtei lechem between the thighs of the shnei kvasim if l'fnei melech pasav dam ein eisen kein, and certainly l'fnei melech ma'akam lach ma'akadosh baruch hu eisen kein, that since it would not be respectful to place the lechem between the thighs of a live animal in front of a human king, then certainly it's not proper to do so in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it could be that's why Rashi taught us that this tufa is also referred to the tufa that is done while the shtei kvasim are alive. That's why it would not be proper to do so. This question of Rebbe would not apply if we were only discussing the tufa that is done on the shnei kvasim after shchita. It also could be that Rashi is teaching us that the only time that we have a machlekes in this braisa as to how tufa is done is only on the tufa that is being done prior to shchita, but the tufa that is done after shchita, all would agree that the shtei lechem would go on top of the shtei kvasim tzarech bir. And Rebbe continues, Ela meniach zeh b'tzad zeh umeinif, the proper way to do tufa is to place the shtei kvasim on one side and the shtei lechem on the other side, then lift them up, and in this manner the shtei lechem will not be on the top of the shnei kvasim and the shnei kvasim will not be on top of the shtei lechem. The Gemara continues and is bothered with the shita of Rebbe as b'al bein on al, that according to Rebbe you're not being mekayim either pasuk, as the pasuk says, as the pasuk initially stated, v'hinif ha'krina yisom alechem ha'bikurim tufa l'fnei Hashem, and then the pasuk stated al shnei kvasim, and l'maisi you're not being mekayim either one, neither one is on top of the other. The Gemara answers, amli rav chista rav emnuna v'amri lo rav emnuna rav chista, rav chista said to rav emnuna, and some say that it was rav emnuna that said to rav chista, Rebbe l'tamei the Amar al besamach, that Rebbe is going l'shitasai, and he holds that at times when the Torah uses the word al, it means next to and it doesn't mean on top of. The Tanyan, as we learned in the Braisa, when the Psukim in Pashas Emar discussing the Lechem HaPanim, and the Torah teaches us that you place the 12 Lechem HaPanim on top of shelves which are on top of the Shulchan, and then the Torah states, "B'nesat al amarechas levoina zaka v'hoisel lechem laskari isha l'Hashem," that you place the shtei bezicha levoina on top of the marechas, and it's mashri, you place them on the same shelves with the Lechem HaPanim. With Rebbe Oime al besamach, Rebbe explains that it doesn't mean that you place them on the same shelves, and instead you place them next to them, and you place them on the Shulchan itself. And the Braisa b'negeid Lechem HaPanim continues, "Ato Oime al besamach, o'ine al amamish," possibly since the Torah stated al, so it actually has to go on the same shelves together with the Lechem HaPanim. Where do we find that the word al means next to and not on top? The Braisa explains, "K'shu Oimer," that since we find that the Pesukim and Pashat Bekudei discussing the Hakamas HaMishkan, and the Pasuk says, "B'yom HaChodesh Rishon Be'echel HaChodesh Tokem Es Mishkan Oil Moed," and then the Pasuk states, "V'samta Shomes Arena Idos V'zakrisa Ala Oren Es HaPareches," that you'll spread on the Oren the Pareches. Certainly the Pareches, which was the curtain that was placed between the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim, was not actually placed on top of the Oren. Certainly it means that it was placed next to the Oren, and have it al besamach, and therefore we see that when the Torah states the word al, that at times it means besamach, doesn't mean on top of. And even though the Torah used Lashem Visakisa, which is Mashma Lashem Schach, and it's Mashma that was Mamish on top of the Oren, whatever Rashi states in Pashat Pekudei, Visakisa la Oren, Lashem Hagana, Shoei Mechitza Haisa, as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Visakisa la Oren, Esaprechis, Vihi Ein Ala Oren Mamish, El Tu Lefneo Bimchitza, Dechsiv, and as the Pasuk stated, Vedila Prechis, El Shma Mino, Al Besamach. The Mefreshim explain that certainly in a gear of standard Tufa by a Karbon Shlomim, then the Lechem goes on top of the Shtei Kvasim, as we previously saw that Ma Mitzilim B'chol Mokim Lechem Maila. The only reason that we have a Shaila B'negei the Shtei Lechem is only because we have a steer in the Pasuk, as at the beginning of the Pasuk it's Mashma that the Shnei Kvasim was on top of the Shtei Lechem, and the end of the Pasuk was Mashma that the Shtei Lechem was on top of the Shtei Kvasim. Gemara continues that the Mishnah stated that the proper way to do Tufa is Meilichu Mevi Meilu Merid, and the Mishnah brought a Makar from the Pasuk that we find in Pasuk Tzava B'negei the Meluyim. Before we continue, there's Machleks Rishenim as to what the Mishnah means when it states Meilichu Mevi. Rashi states, "L'tzafim v'darim u'mizrachu mayiv," they would actually wave it to all four corners of the world. and to the north and south and the east and west. However, Ayin Ritva Masechta Sukkah Benegid and Anuim of Lulav, and this would also apply over here that Dail and Anei Shnei Ruchais V'Loy Kamishin Noig L'Holich L'Havi La'Ab Ruchais. It's Ki Ein Zeh Al Machshava that this is actually done in your Machshava. Certainly, we know that Moishel B'Shtei Ruchais Ha'Ilam who are Moishel Ba'Ba, that the one that is Moishel on two Ruchais of the world, he's also Moishel on all four. V'Chein Noig Moiri V'Chein Hora Beis of Noigin. And our Gemara now continues. Amar Rab Chiya Bar Abba Amar Bichron Moilchu Mevi L'Mishu Ruchais Shaloi Ma'ilu Moiri L'Mishu Shemayim V'Harad Shaloi. And you perform Tenufa and you wave it back and forth and you wave it to all four sides of the world according to Rashi. And your Kavana should be that you're doing this mitzvah and you bring this carbon for the one that is Moishel on all four corners of the world. When you wave it up and down, then you have Kavana that you bring this carbon L'Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is the one that is Moishel on the Shemayim and Aretz. And the Gemara continued B'merav V'masnu Hachi and Eretz Yisrael, they taught as follows. Amar Rav Chama Ba'okfa Amar Rav Yesi Rav Chanina Moilchu Mevi K'dei Latza Ruch Yisrois and Ma'ilu Meir K'dei Latza Tlalim Rayim. When you wave it to all four corners of the world, you should be mispallowed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should stop up and should hold back all bad ruchais from the world. And when you wave it up and down, you should have kavana, and you should be mispalled that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should hold back any bad do. And as Rashi states, k'dei la'atzer ruchais rois haboyis me'abu ruchais and ma'ilu merid la'atzer tlon rorim haboy me'ma'ilu l'mato. And Ayin de'meiri mesechta sukkah who states klima sh'tei machshavtik l'hamin sh'ashem yetiv l'toivim v'yichap l'shavim. And Ayin teses our sukkah who explains that potentially that our Gemara is not teaching us that this is actually the kavana for all tenufais, and we specifically talk about tenufa that was done by the shtei kvasim as well as on sukkahs when one performs an anuyim with alulav. And as Tesis states, Shem aloy b'chol tenufas ayisin kain al dafka b'tenufas shel shtei alechem datzeres v'chein lulav mishim darminim perakam d'rashana gzadin nechtem pesach al tua batzeres al peis ilan b'chag al amayim. Therefore, these are specifically opportune times daven for the proper weather and to daven regarding the ruchais as well as b'negei atal. Our Gemara continues. Amar b'yisi b'rab oven zoyse meres shiari mitzvah ma'akven sepranis dal tenufas shiari mitzvah v'aitzvis ruchais rois v'tlon rayim. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Oven teaches us that we see from here that even if something is not an Ikka mitzvah and it's only Shiari mitzvah, that it still has the power to be Ma'akev Pranais. And as we just saw, that although Tenufa is not Ma'akev a carbon, therefore it's considered Shiari mitzvah, even so it has the power to be Eitzis Ruchis Reis and Tlalim Rayim. And as Rashi states, Shiari mitzvah he delay Ma'akev Kapara, veloy Ikka mitzvah, can I mean in Perak Shtei Midais, Shem Asal Tenufa Shiari mitzvah, Ma'alav Akasav Le'ini mitzvah Menamuvcha, Ki'il Le'kipa Ve'kipa, even though if one doesn't perform tenufa, he wasn't a mekayim the mitzvah menamuvcha. However, certainly he was mekayim the mitzvah. And as the Gemara in Masechtas Yuma on Daf Hey explains that the pasuk states b'negei tenufa l'tenufa l'chaper, the Gemara is bothered v'chi tenufa mechaperes v'aloi in kapara el bedam. And therefore, the Gemara explains shemasol l'tenufa shiari mitzvah shesheriyor v'le asa ma'alav kasev ki l'le asa menamuvcha v'chiper klima afal pikein kiper she'ein tzarich l'havi korban acher ayin in Rashi Masechtas Sukkah on Daf Lamed. Gemara continues. Amar Rabba and Sama Goyus Amar Rava V'chein Lulav. And Rashi over here states V'chein Lulav Be'ina Meiluchu Mevi. And Rashi Masech the Sukkah explains V'chein Lulav Meiluchu Mevi Meilu Merid. Our Gemara continues. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Mamtile Maisle Umachvi Hachi Va'omer Gura Be'ina De Sitna. When Rav Acha Bar Yaakov waved his lulav, he would push it forward and then he would bring it back towards himself. And he would take the point of the lulav and he would hold the lulav horizontally as if he was holding an arrow. He would say, this is an arrow in the eye of the Satan. As Rashi explains in Masech the Sukkah, Hareza lachatz be'inov shel Satan, Shiroya be'inov she'in b'kirch le'natik b'aleinu el mitzvahis, that was showing the Satan that he has no power in us and he can't hold us back from doing mitzvahis. But the Argamara teaches us, v'lav milsi, that this is not proper to say, as b'shem de'asel le'eskuri be'i, this will incite the Satan and he will work much harder to cause you to do averes. As Rashi Masech the Sukkah explains, le'eskuri, she'iskar be'i Satan, shu'yitzara, v'yise'enu litois me'al and he will work even harder to entrap you. Before we continue, let us point out that Taisus also explains when waving the lulav, one doesn't only take the lulav and push it forward and push it backwards and go to all four corners of the world as well as up and down, but you also shake it at the same time. And as Taisus brings from the Aruch, Tzarech Lananea by Loch Vaiva, the Hebrew Raya Meyushalmi, as Tani Tzarech Lananea, Shalosh Pam, Makol Dov Vidova, and Taisus who has a Shayla as to how to count it three times. And I and Mepharshim that bring down the actual Lashon HaArach that states Tzarech Lananea by Lach Bayva Shloisha Pamim Zulasi Meilchu Mevi Umaylu Umayrid. And also Ayin Maram Masech the Sukkah that discusses this in great detail when he discusses the Taisus of Masech the Sukkah Ayin Shom. Gemara now continues, Tanur Rabbanon, that we learned in the Braisa, it certainly, as the Torah clearly tells us, that when bringing the Shtei Alechem and the Shtei Kivsei Atzeres, there's a requirement to perform Tzufa when the Shnei Kvasim are still alive, and as it's Mefurish in the Pasuk and Pashas Emor. However, as we already saw in our Mishnah, that there's also a requirement to perform Tzufa with the Shtei Alechem and the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres after Shchita. Our Braisa now continues to discuss that Tzufa, and as the Braisa states, Zivchei Shal Mitziba to the Tzufa La'acha Shchita, and everyone agrees that the Zivchei Shal Mitziba, which refers to the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which is the only carbon shlamim that is a carbon tzibar, requires tufa together with the shtei alechem after shchita. Braisa continues to bring a machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim as to what part of the shtei kivsei atzeres has to have tufa together with the shtei alechem. And as the Braisa states, tufasa k'moishahein div Rabbi, that Rabbi holds that the tufa was done with the entire behema, and one would take the entire behema together with the shtei alechem and do tufa. And the Chachamim b'chazei v'shoik, however, the Chacham argue, and as Rabbeinu Gershom explains, the tufa that is done with the shtei alechem and the shnei kivsei atzeres after shchita is only done with the shtei alechem and the emurim and the chazei v'shoik of the shnei kvasim. And the Gemara now continues, b'maikam ifugli, and what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim? And Amar Rav Chista Rav Hamnuna, v'Amri Lo Rav Hamnuna Lo Rav Chista, b'doy mino v'uki basra kam ifugli. This machlekes between Rabbi and the Chachamim is based on the general machlekes that we have between Tanoim. If when we learn a gzeir shava or ma mitzina between two things, for example, we learn that something that applies to item A also applies to item B, and do we say that all the halachas that apply to item A will also apply to item B, or would we say that we only have a limited limud, the rest of the dinim would be based on the standard dinim that apply to item B? And as the Gemara will now explain, as Rabbanan Savri doing mino mina, as Rabbanan hold that since the makar, that the requirement to do tenufa to kivsei atzeres la'achas shchita is learned based on a mamatzino, that we find that there's a requirement to have tenufa by a standard shal miyachid, and as our Mishnah taught us, ve'imuri shal miyachid v'chazei v'sheik shalhen. And as our Gemara continues, ma zivchei shal miyachid tun tzufa l'achas shchita, av zivchei shal mitziba tun tzufa l'achas shchita. Therefore, the Rabbanan hold umina that we learn all the dinim of tzufa from zivchei shal miyachid, that ma'achos v'chazei v'sheik, av hachanam v'chazei v'sheik, that just like b'negei the korban shlomo of the shal miyachid, is only a requirement to perform tzufa with the chazei v'sheik and not with the entire animal. So the same would apply b'negei the shal mitziba and b'negei the tzufa of kivtzei atzeres l'achas shchita, that it's only done with the chazei v'shoik and it's not done with the rest of the animal. However, the Gemara continues, v'rabbi sava doy mino v'uki ba'asra, as the Gemara explains, ma zivchei shal miyachid tun tzufa l'achas shchita, av zivchei shal mitziba tun tzufa l'achas shchita. It's certainly the makar that there's a requirement to have tzufa of kivtzei atzeres l'achas shchita is based on a mamatzinu of the tzufa that is performed with the korban shlomo of the yachid, as we previously explained. However, now that we know there's a requirement to do tzufa by kivtzei atzeres l'achas shchita v'uki ba'asra, and then we learn all its halachas from the shal mitzibur itself, that's only been negated the shal miyachid, that the requirement of tufa only applies to the chazei v'shoik, aval hacha k'moy shehein b'chayim. But over here we actually apply the same tufa as we find when the kivsei atzeres are alive, and just like when the kivsei atzeres are alive, certainly it's done with the entire behema. Therefore, when performing tufa with the kivsei atzeres la'achas shchita, it's also done with the complete animal, and as Rashi says, k'moy shehein shleimim. And we continue on Daf Samach Beis and Beis. Rav Papa Omar the Kule Almo Doy Minohu Minohu. And Rav Papa explained that it is possible that Rabbi and Chachamim are not arguing in this Shaila. Both Rabbi and Chachamim could generally agree that when we have a limud Doy Minohu Minohu, certainly the sheet of the Chachamim in our Gemara would make sense. Ma'achosam b'chazei v'shoik, that just like the tufa of the zivchei shal miyachid requires only the chazei v'shoik. Therefore, afachanami b'chazei v'shoik, as Rav Chista or Rav Amnuna previously explained. And Rav Papa continues, v'hayinu time of the Rebbe, and although Rebbe holds doy mino mina, but even so Rebbe argues in Chacham in Asuga, as Ein Chanami learns doy mino mina, and he learns ki hasam, that we compare the zivchei shal mitziba to zivchei shal miyachid, and ma hasam dov shematan l'kayin. And since we find that the tufa of the zivchei shal miyachid is done with the items that are given to a kayin, which is only the chazei v'shoik, as the basa is given to the bailim, af hocha dov shematan l'kayin, and the same applies b'negei the zivchei shal mitziba, as the kivsei atzeres are kachi kachim. Not only is the chazei v'shoik given to the kohen, the kohenim keep the basa as well, as they can only eat the basa in the azara. That's why Rabbi holds that the tufa of the zivchei shal mitzibur performed with the entire animal. And it's a bit tzarech biyar that l'chayr, according to Rabbi, all you should be required to do tufa on is only the basa as well as the chazei v'shoik. And why would you do tufa with the entire animal and even with all the emurin and all the items that will be placed on the Mizbeach, Tzarech Bir, and Ayin the top Tesis, and Divam Askel, Rapapa Amma, the Kule Amma, Daimino, and Mina, and Zach Tesis, Hach Milst Rapapa, Mekamed Lishmod, Lahi, the Safe Kalatodia, the Pligi Rebbe Abanon, Bimisnad of Shemin, Meskina, the Pligi Bidarmino, and Mina, the Rebbe Sava, Daimino, Vukiba Astra, and clearly in that Sugya, Rebbe holds, Daimino, Vukiba Astra, therefore clearly from that Sugya, we see like Rav Nuna, or like Rav Chista, that Rebbe holds, Daimino, Vukiba Astra, the Kom Rapapa Hassam, Itanya Tanya, even Rapapa agrees in that Sugya, Ayin Shem, right before the end of Tesis, Tesis explains that it's possible that Rapapa is actually even going after that Sugya, and even so, Rapapa states that Kuli Alma, Daimino, Minohu, Rapapa just means that even though we know that Rebbe holds, Daimino, Vukiba Astra, but from our Sugya, we cannot prove that point, as it's possible from our Sugya, the Rebbe would hold, Daimino, Minah, as we just explained. Gemara now continues, Ravina Amma, the Kula Alma, Daimino, Vukiba Astra, and Ravina states that it's possible to explain that both the Chacham and Rebbe agree that we generally hold Daimino Vukri Ba'asra, and the Fizeh, we understand the Sheet of Rebbe, and as we learned at the Baran Amid, Hasam Hu the Chazeh V'Shoik, Avahacha Kamoy Shehen B'Chayim, and Ravina now has to explain the Sheet of the Rabbanon, as behind the time of the Rabbanon, and the reason why the Rabbanon hold that when performing the Trufa on the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres after Shechita, that one would only perform the Trufa on the Chazeh V'Shoik, because the Rabbanon learned that the actual Makar, that the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres requires Trufa after Shechita, is based on the Pasuk that states in Pasha Tzav, B'negeid Zivchei Shalmu Yochid, and as the Torah states, Ki as Chazeh Atzufa V'Shei Katshuma L'Kachtim Eis B'nei Yisrael M'Zivchei Shalmeim V'Etan Eisim L'Arna Koyin L'Ubanav L'Chok Oilu M'Eis B'nei Yisrael, as Rashi points out, that since we're talking about a Korban Yochid, so the Pasuk should have used a Lashon Yochid, and should have stated M'Zevach Shlomav, and by the fact that it said Shalmeim, so we see the Torah is telling us that this requirement of Trufa L'Achamisa doesn't only apply to Zivchei Shalmu Yochid, this requirement of performing Trufa with the Chazeh V'Shoik of the Korban Shlomim also applies to Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, and therefore the Pasuk itself is teaching us that the Trufa of the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur is done specifically with the Chazeh V'Shoik and not with the entire Behemah, and the Klal of Daiminov Ukiba Asra doesn't apply in this scenario. Gemara now continues and quotes from the end of the Mishnah, and it brings down the entire memory of Rav Shimon. The Mishnah stated, Rav Shimon Eimer, Rav Shimon taught us, Muminin, Tun, and Gimel Mitzvahs, that the three Karbonais, that between all three Karbonais are three Mitzvahs, Shtayim B'chol Achaz V'Achaz, each one of these Mitzvahs has two of the Mitzvahs, Vashlish is Eimbehen, however, one of these three Mitzvahs did not apply to that Karbon. And Rav Shimon continued to explain, Ve'eluhein, Zivchei Shalmi Yochid, Ve'zivchei Shalmi Tziba, Vashal Mitzira, that the three Minim that we're referring to refers to number one, the Zivchei Shalmi Yochid, number two, the Zivchei Shalmi Tziba, meaning the Shnei Kvasim, and number three, the Hashal Mitzira. And he explains further, Zivchei Shalmi Yochid, Tunis Smicha Chayim, Utrufa Shkutin, Ve'im Ben Trufa Chayim. The Zivchei Shalmi Yochid requires Smicha while the Behem was still alive, and as we just saw, there's a requirement to do Trufa of the Zivchei Shalmi Yochid after Shchita, but there is no requirement to do Trufa while the Shalmi Yochid is alive, and Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, Tunis Trufa Chayim, Shkutin, by the Kivsei Atzeres, there's a requirement to do Trufa both while it's alive and after Shchita as well, as we just saw, but there is no din of Smicha. And finally, Vashal Mitzira turns Smicha, that although by the Shal Mitzira there's a requirement for the mitzvah of Smicha, and there's also a requirement for Trufa Chai, but the requirement for Trufa after Shchita doesn't apply, and this is exactly the opposite of Zivchei Shalmi Yochid. Gemara will now continue and ask B'negeya all of these three dinim as to why we don't apply one din to the other based on a Kal V'Chomer, and Ayin Tesis that we could also apply one din to the other based on a Mamatzinu. The Gemara first Shaila is, V'yu Zivchei Shalmi Yochid Tun Trufa Chai Mikal V'Chomer, why Rav Shimon teach us that the Zivchei Shalmi Yochid only requires Trufa after Shchita, and why doesn't it require Trufa Mechayim based on a Kal V'Chomer? So Zivchei Shalmi Yochid Shetun Smicha Chayim, therefore Ein Adin Shetun and Trufa Chayim, they should be required to perform Trufa on a Shalmi Yochid even Mechayim. However, the Gemara explains, Mi Rechmona Gabi Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur, as the Pasuk states in Pashas Emor, Oysam Oysam Lemute Zivchei Shalmi Yochid, that we couldn't learn this based on the Kal V'Chomer, since the Pasuk in Pashas Emor states, Vehine Fakrein Oysam Al Lechem Abikurim Trufa Lufnei Hashem Al Shnei Kvasim, therefore we learn that Trufa that is done Mechayim only applies to Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur and not to Zivchei Shalmi Yochid. The Gemara continues with the second question, V'yu Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur Tun Smicha Mikal V'Chomer, that we should learn that the Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur should require Smicha based on the Kal V'Chomer, and the Kal V'Chomer would be as follows, Ma Zivchei Shalmi Yochid She'in Tun Trufa Chayim Tun Smicha Zivchei Shalmi Tzibur She'tun Trufa Chayim Ein Adin She'tun Smicha, that just like the Zivchei Shalmi Yochid, which the Mishnah taught us does not require Tnufa Chaim, and as we learn from the Pasuk of Oysam, Oysam Lamuti Zivchei Shalmi Yachid, and even so, there's a requirement to do Smicha. Therefore, since we find that a Zivchei Shalmi Tziba, there's a requirement to do Tnufa while it's alive, then certainly there should be a requirement for Smicha while it's alive. And the Gemara continues and answers, Amar Ravina, the Ravina explains, Gemiri Shtei Smichas Betziba, that in a Chinami, this Kalva Chaimah may be a Val Kalva Chaimah. However, this Halach L'Mishim Sinai that taught us that the Chiyah to perform Smicha by Korban Tzibar only applies to two Korbanis Tzibar and not to any other Korbanis Tzibar. Rashi states that this refers to the Parham Dov Shel Tzibar, and as the Pasuk states in Pasha Vayikra, V'samchu Ziknei Eida, the second time that we find Smicha by Korban Tzibar is by the Sar Mishtaleach, the Siv, and as the Pasuk in Pasha Zachrimay states, V'samach Aron Eshtei Yodov, and Mutzibahu, and the Sar Mishtaleach is brought from the funds of the Tzibar, and V'su Lekah Shum Smicha B'Tzibar, and Halacha Mishmi Sinai taught us that these are only two cases where we find smicha, and there's never another case where there's a requirement for smicha by a carbon tzibar. I am the Shita who points out that our Gemara is right now explaining the Shita of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, and we will see on that Tzadik Bezim and Aleph that Rav Shimon is chilek on the Tanakama, and he holds that not only is there a requirement for smicha by the Parham Dov Shel Tzibar, but there's also a requirement for smicha by the Sira Avodah Zarah, and I am the Shita. And our Gemara continues with its third question, as why Rav Shimon teaches us in the Mishnah that there is no requirement to do tnufa on the Hashem Mitzirah after Shechita. The Gemara is, V'yasha Mitzirah turned tnufa shachar mikal v'choymer, and the kal v'choymer is as follows, Ma'a zivchi shal miyochid she'ein tunun tnufa chayim tunun tnufa shchutin, that just like the zivchi shal miyochid, which doesn't require tnufa when it's alive, it still requires tnufa when it's shachar, so Hashem Mitzirah should turn tnufa chay, and it didn't should turn tnufa shachar. However, the Gemara explains, Mi'at Rachmona gabi zivchi shal miyochid oisai l'mutei Hashem Mitzirah, and in Pasha Sav, when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of tnufa, the pasuk states, Yodu to Vienna, Sishi Hashem, Esachil of Alachose, Vienna, Esachazel, Hanif Oisai, Tufel of Nehashem. And since the pasuk states, Lahanif Oisai, the word Oisai is a mirror, and we learn that the din of Tufel, Achashchita, doesn't apply to the Hashem Mitzairah. The Gemara continues, Tanar Rabbanon, we learn to the Braisa, Chamish Shavi, Korban Echad, that if you have five people that are Shufim in a Korban, and they're bringing one Korban, Echad Menav Alide Kulam, then one of the Shufim will perform Tufa for all of them, as they can't all do Tufa at one time, as there would be a Chatzitza, and they also can't perform Tufa one after the other, as the Torah states a Lashon Tufa, and not a Lashon Tufais. Therefore, we already learned that we only could do one Tufa, and we can't do multiple Tufais. The Braisa continues, Ve'isha Koyin Menin Fal Yada, that since the Mishnah on Daf Samach Halfam and Aleph, based on the explanation of the Gemara on Daf Samach Halfam and Beis, already taught us, although there's a requirement to have Tufa performed, even on a carbon of a woman, however, since the Pasuk and Pashas Av states, Dabel B'nei Yisrael, and therefore we learn, B'nei Yisrael Menifin, Ve'in Anoshim Menifais, and therefore a woman can't physically do Tufa, and therefore a Kohen will perform Tufa on her carbon. We already discussed on Daf Samach Aleph, if this is based on a Din of Shlichis, or this is a new Din, that the Din of Tufa by a carbon that's brought by a woman is done by a Kohen and not by the woman. Finally, the Braisa teaches, V'china Shileh Kabonaisim Medin Siyam, Kohen Menef Al Yodai, that if someone says it's Kabonais Medin Siyam, then the Kohen will perform Tufa on his behalf, and I entice his Diba Maskel V'china Shileh Kabonaisim Medin Siyam, Kohen Menef Al Yodai, that Tehmet of Perakal Get, that in Mesechtes Gittim we learned in the Mishnah, Hashleich Hatosim Medin Siyam, Makrivin Aisim B'chesu Shukayim, Uparach B'gemar V'abayi Smicha, and Amar B'yisi B'karbin Oshim, and Rabbi Yisif explained it was specifically talking about a carbon of a woman, and V'hochalei Shayach L'shnui Hachi, the Kvat Tanalei Reisha, V'isha Koyim Menef Al Yada, as our Braisa already discussed the din of a woman, and I intense is B'chal between our Gemara and the Gemara Mesechtes Gittin, that Gemara is specifically talking about a carbon Chatas, and our Gemara is referring to a carbon Shlomim, Ayin Shom, and we'll stop over here.